Rock Travel. Rock Travel.
Jeni anërë në qëtë e katër pikë gjasht FM e visarën gjasht ora 2 të programit Travel Rock, një program që transmitohet prej orës 8 dhe nërën dhe PM gjithë të mërkurre, jeni edhe në TuneIn edhe në Radio Travel Bikalion nërës në të moment ashtë edhe që unë ju thash orën e parë nërës për ju që ju kini hap radio në këto momente. Here they are, kush janë Bamboozled, një super grup italian of the 60s and 70s sounds, por që losin vitet modern, janë formun vitin 2009 edhe kanë 10 vjetë muzik, kanë minimumi 2 CD edhe po presin albumin e ri, nërsa dërsa të sunat vit me albumin e ri, unë duhet i urej mirë së ardhin studio. Hey dudes, welcome on Radio Travel.
Hey, hi to everybody, every listener of
Travel, Ready Travel. How are you? I'm very good, and the fans, I hope they're good for as long as they're listening to us. And I introduced you a while ago for your participation in the studio, and I hope everybody's excited about the conversation, which is going to start from my part, consisting in your name. Why Bamboozled? It sounds so big, like a loud one, Bamboozled. Why like this?
Yeah, okay, now I leave the microphone to the guitar player. He will explain why this name.
Okay.
It comes from a very long time, from basically a Zappa thing.
Zappa, right. Frank Zappa.
Okay, that's the base of the constitution of the name.
All right. Emrin është marrë prej Frank Zappa, si muzikant i famshëm, i cili kishte ndikuar shumë shumë breza muzikantësh, edhe jo vetëm në epokën e tij më të mirë të muzikës. Prandaj edhe çunat janë fans të Frank Zappas. Dhe pyetja ime tjetër për të djemt është lidhet prapë edhe me ndikimet, prapë ndikimet artistike në fillimet e karrierës tyre muzikore. I'm talking about your first influences. I'll go, okay, like we know that you are big fans of 60s and 70s. I'm a great fan of those eras too. But which were some of the bands that you really, really enjoyed digging into their career and that were a big part of your influence?
All right. Hello, my little friend. I'm Alessio, the singer of the
band. Hey, dude. He's the singer, Alessio.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are pretty, all of us, we are quite big. So we are old and so we were already active in the 70s and the 80s. I mean, yeah, we like the music from the 70s and 80s, all the big stars, all the minor stars, and basically we like real music. We like to stay together, we like to have fun together, to play together, to record art, music art, without using copy and paste.
Yeah, sure. I can sense that.
The copy and paste magic. Mm-hmm. We don't like.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
So that's basically the meaning of what we are doing in this.
But besides Zappa, tell me a few other names that were your influences.
I really like the magic, the triad, Bowie, Lurie, the Iggy Pop, but the other guys. They like all the soul music of the 70s and the 60s. And what kind of music do you like?
Well, yes.
You could listen through the newer numbers, except from Stones and Pink Floyd and others. So there's a very huge range of influences inside inside this last work.
Yes.
Okay. Çunat flasin për ndikimet e tyre muzikore, një pjesë e cilave janë patjetër David Bowie, Rolling Stones, edhe Pink Floyd. Edhe ata më thanin pak më përpara që nuk kanë kopju, nuk i kanë bërë copy paste materialeve muzikore të viteve 60-70, por i janë ndikuar për tyre mjaftueshëm sa të zjarrin materialet e tyre origjinale, në mënyrë që të jenë shumë mirë pritur edhe te publiku italian, edhe jo vetëm sepse ata djem kanë bërë edhe ture për cilat do të flasim pak më mbrapa, por për momentin shkojmë te një prej këngëve tyre që mund pëlqen personalisht shumë, është pjesë e Indie Top 20 Countdown, e titullohet Pale Blue Eyes. Por para se të luhet kënga, unë duhet të marr pak informacion prej çunave pse Pale Blue Eyes dhe për çfarë flet kënga. Hey dudes, I was translating to my fans, to the Albanian fans here on the radio, the fans that follow Travel Rock, and I was talking about one of your songs that I really, really enjoyed. It's entitled Pale Blue Eyes. Now, tell us a little bit more about the song. Why the title, and when was it produced, and do you even play it live on tour?
Yeah, right. Well, we choose Pale Blue Eyes because it's a great slow song from the Velvet Underground repertoire. And
Velvet Underground,
as
okay.
As I said before, I'm really love Iggy Pop and David Bowie and Lou Reed and all the things that came from the factory, Andy Warhol's factory from New York. We chose that song because we found a really peculiar way to sing and play. We chose that song because we felt that we made that song our song.
Okay, so I like that.
I think it's a very good cover. It's a bit of a good cover, and it's good for the record. You know, it's a kind of balance. It's balancing the original thing and the cover of the songs.
When was it recorded and produced?
I think it was around 2008.
Oh, so it's like 10-year song. Kyokong a Pale Blue Eyes called Mushroom Set. 11.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm realizing this moment that.
So, yes, do you play it live in your concerts?
Survivors. Yeah.
Do you play it live?
Yeah. We play it live. All the cover songs.
Well, okay. Because the cover song.
Yeah, they are good numbers.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to translate a little bit for the Albanian fans. Poflas Përkong and Pale Blue Eyes, që është Velvet Underground e Lou Reed, edhe pjesërve të tjerë të grupit, edhe nga që këta Velvet Underground janë një prej ndikimeve më të fortë në karrierën e Bamboozled, këta vendosin që këngën ta luin live në their own variant. Edhe këj variant të vinë për ju në këto momente, do të ndërpresim për pak minuta e intervjistën. You stay tuned until it's kind of mas pak një biset në WhatsApp on air me Qunat e Bamboozled janë ma Lesion, që është këngëtari grupit LM e Federico, që është kitaristi grupit ose Federico. E më pëlqen të thamë anglisht Federico. Am I right or not?
Yes, you're right.
Okay, I'm right.
I'm taking the word again. I'm afraid again. hi to everybody. And the main thing that I would like to say is that the nice thing of this band is that they can reinterpretate each song they are going to coverize.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hear the original version of Pale Blue Eyes, it's a really slow, just guitar and voice. But when we play together, something new starts. So everybody puts own experience inside of the song, and a brand new song comes out. So you will hear the difference between a Bamboozled version of Pale Blue Eyes and the original version.
Okay, so let us hear it now, and we'll be back in like 3 minutes.
Okay.
All right, man.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so
sad.
Pale Blue Eyes. Ishte kua nga e bamboozled në rifin studio. Për të vazhduar intervistën me çunat që janë on air, janë flasim për Italisë, janë një grupi formuar në Firenze në vitin 2008 dhe kjo ishte pjesa dy në këngëve të para të grupit e cila i dha dhe spunton sepse la Velvet Underground janë një prej grupeve më influential në historinë e muzikës rock dhe këta çunat kishin mjaftueshëm në ekipe pozitive për dyne sot vazhdosh një karrierë që ka gjatë minimumi 10 vjet dhe kanë zgjedhur dy albume për të cilat do të flasim në këto momente. Unë kam në telefon, kam në WhatsApp, janë Alfredo, i cili ka dhënë kontaktet mua dhe ishte pjesë e komunikimit para intervistës, po ashtu është edhe Alessio, që është këngëtari i grupit, edhe Federico, që është kitaristi i grupit. Now, dudes, I want to ask you about your touring career. Tell me the first tour you did, and where was it? In Italy only or around Europe?
You had done this interview just the evening in which we had ended mixing of the last track of the last album, the new album upcoming in next before this, just before the summer, and so we have now to set up some gigs around just Italy and abroad, hoping now to enjoy your country and you to enjoy your music live there.
Okay. Now, what about your next tour? When is it gonna be and where?
Well, at the moment we don't have gigs to do right now because we have been focused on this new album for almost 1 year. We have finished right this evening tonight.
Yeah.
We are using champagne tonight because we have finished this record now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
10 minutes ago, yeah, we passed the last mix. Last song of the album. So we got the album now, and now we are going to organize the live tuning and all the stuff.
How many songs are going to be in the album?
Well, the album lasts like 42 minutes, so it's got nine songs.
Numri
original one chord song.
Numri nënve, numri këngëve do të jetë nënë i albumit që pritet të dalin mas pak ditëve, ndërsa në këto momente që ne flasim çunat e kanë ndërprerë regjistrimin e albumit sepse janë të regjistruar albumin e ri, and this is pretty cool. Ne po marrim pjesë te një prej regjistrimeve të albumit të Bamboozled, si janë një grup italian preferences për ju sa vë keni hap radio në janë on air në një intervistë via WhatsApp. Nërsa unë do të kisha pas qef që këtët video në vendin tonë, why not, sepse Lektu Rock scene është very welcoming. I'm telling to the fans now that it would be really great if you would come to Albania to do a show. How about that?
Yes, we would really like, because in Italy in this period of time with this kind of music it can get a bit hard to find places to have gigs, because you know fashion music is completely different now in Italy.
I know, man.
People, they used to listen other kinds of music that we do not agree a lot, you know.
Yeah, so same here, I know.
We would like to focus on abroad, first of all, for this year. So I would like to experience France and maybe Albania, why not? But I would like to play gigs outside of Italy. For this year, we would like to try, because in Italy is the music is going somewhere else.
So I know what you mean. Let me understand this other part of the new album. How is it going to sound like? Is it going to be similar to the previous ones, or is it going to be completely different? And what kind of genres are you going to play in?
Yes, I think the style is almost the same, but I think we have made a step ahead. We have increased in the quality of the sound is getting better from comparing to the last album.
Okay.
And then performance is getting better, and
yeah,
even the lyrics of the song. So that's why we would like to have the chance to try abroad, out of Italy, first of all. And then maybe come back to Italy and play again gigs here in Italy. But we would like to try in Europe first.
You're gonna make it like the British invasion with the Stones and Pink Floyd and everybody who didn't get recognized in England, and they went to America to have their breakthrough moments, and then when they came back to England, everybody was happy.
Yes, that's it. We would like to do something like that. Yes, why not?
quite hard, but.
No, it's not hard. I mean, like, you're very talented, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a cool one. Now, speaking of tours, when we talk about tours, stage moments come across my mind, and I know that in your career you've had not only but a lot of crazy moments. Tell us the craziest stage moment that you've had.
Wow, the craziest moment. I don't know. I pass to the singer. He knows better than me.
Okay, pass the singer, sure. Oh, I can hear somebody laughing there. Pass the singer, come on.
Maybe when they had played in a huge festival they made in Rome against Berlusconi time some years ago.
Uh-huh. What was
really,
that?
Really hazy time, yeah. We played in front of, I don't remember, maybe 3,000 people or more.
So what happened in that anti-Berlusconi show?
Nothing! You know, the system is powerful. No, that's not true. You know, when you play in this kind of venues, maybe you can get a little kind of a tag on you. So we have been called playing in venues typical and characterized for being lefty, more lefty. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, I know what you mean.
Yeah, so that's happened in the last 2 or 3 years. But we think that we have, as I told you before, we think that we have made a little step ahead. So we would like to try to face a larger audience. We will try. We are young, why not?
I like that. Of course you're young, man. Rock and roll keeps you always young.
Well, do you want to know our age?
Okay.
No, we're not young. Everybody is around 50 years old.
Oh, come on. Really?
I don't know. Come on.
Yeah, it's 25.
We are around 40.
Okay, are you gonna fight about the age now? It's all right, man. From the voice, I can tell that you're young, at least in spirit. So that's what matters. It doesn't matter the age; it's just a stupid number.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
So
we're just between 20 and 100.
Yeah, I could tell that. I could tell. Mm-hmm. Çfarë dhe grupit thonë që janë rreth 50 edhe pavarësisht të moshës është vetëm një numër, këta janë të rinj shpirt, and that's what matters. Edhe shpresojnë që me të vërtetë ta shpërndajnë karrierën e tyre muzikore në Europë, duke filluar me Francën, edhe me vendin tonë patjetër më mbrapa, sepse kanë edhe offer. Edhe Francën kanë offer. Në fakt edhe kanë qejf që ta bëjnë kështu si British Invasion, që ishte dikur me Pink Floyd edhe me The Who, që kishin sukses në Amerikë dhe mandej u kthyen mbrapa në Europë edhe Anglia patjetër i mirë pritë. Kështu kanë qejf se ta bëjnë edhe Bamboozled, me që edhe këta i shkojnë për shtatë edhe stilit muzikor që kishte The Who, edhe të tjerët, Iggy Pop, Velvet Underground, edhe të tjerët. Në këto momente, në fundin e intervistës me Bamboozled, duke shpresuar që do t'i kena prapë në studio, unë kam dëshirë që t'luhet një prej këngëve tyre më të gjata, po hey, who cares, sepse është intervista radio, se dhe që t'mon ka prej ashtim, edhe një këngë 5 minutëshe, po tjetër që lejohet luhet në radio, edhe para se të fillojnë këngë, do t'i pys për historinë e këngës, titulli i këngës është Smile. Kam përshtypjen që intervista më të bukur me Smile. Tell us about the song, what does it mean, the smile? I mean, I know what it means, but why Smile and who is it dedicated to?
Well, Smile, it's dedicated to my head.
Oh, okay.
I used to wash my head. It was like rolling and, you know, doing stuff on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And once I thought, my head is happier than I am.
Mm-hmm. So,
the song is dedicated to my head.
Okay.
That's when I decided to try to, you know, to be happy anyway. Because happiness is, you know, it's just, you need happiness and you have to search for it, right?
Absolutely, man. I agree with you.
Yeah. It's a kind of research. It's a kind of pilgrimage.
So this is a big, pretty cool message that you're sending to our fans right now. And I'm very, very happy to have had you in the studio for these minutes. And in the end of the interview, we're going to play Smile from one of your nicest songs, okay, from what I heard. And until next time, I hope the new album sessions go pretty cool, and I hope to see you in Albania very soon, not only in France but also in Albania.
Yes, I hope so. Then last thing, let me say,
please,
thank you so much, guys, for your curiosity in this band of crazy musicians, because I know that it's very difficult to look for and to seek new proposal, new music. It's as difficult as making new proposal, new music.
Yeah, true.
So thank you so much. We really appreciate your interest.
It was a big pleasure for me, man, to participate in this conversation with you, and I hope we can get together really soon on air, or why not have you on the studio to talk about music,
yeah,
and not only.
Yeah, it could be really it's a dream. Yes, we will. It should be nice if you could arrange something, maybe some festivals in summertime or springtime in Albania, so we can be your guests on your radio again.
Yes, I think I can help you a bit on that, and we're going to keep in touch so we can talk about you participating in festivals.
Yes, you know why? Even because it could be easier to if you don't have to carry the whole set abroad, because we have quite a huge set of instruments and Hammond organ and a lot of things. So that's why I should prefer to find some festival where everything is prepared and you just can arrive with your guitar and just playing.
Yeah, and sure.
So let's check out our Facebook site. It's Bamboos of the Band.
Uh huh.
And let's make a toast to everybody.
Oh yeah.
To the end of our new album.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Let's make a toast. The Bamboozled, the band, that's the Fazio Zuzare group in Facebook. Du mund merri dhe më tepër informacion se sa morët gjatë kësaj intervjisë. Ishte e shkurtër sepse programi ka edhe rubrika tjera, po unë jam mirënjohës ndaj çunave që ishin pjesë programit, edhe më dhanë shumë pozitivitet, shumë energji dhe në fund ngritën edhe një dolli. This is pretty cool. Guys, have a good night and I hope you had a lot of fun while producing the sounds of the new album.
Okay, thank you so much. Up rock and roll, and enjoy the new song. Bye.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It was a great pleasure talking to you. Keep on rocking, and Bamboozled, this UMW on air, man. Smile.
Bye. Rock and roll!
Pam is crashing on the